Hello, everybody. Jack from Radio Laurier here today with Lauren from Filmmakers of Laurier. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Oh, my goodness.
Of course. Do you want to start by telling me a bit about yourself and your role at Filmmakers of Laurier?
Okay, yes, totally. So I'm Lauren. I'm a fourth-year film studies student here. And I guess it was when I was in second year that I had the idea to found the club. Mm-hmm. And so I've been president. This year I'm co-president with Emily. She's just not feeling well today, or else she would have joined me. But she also helped me start the club. She was VP of administration last year, but you know, we did so much together, and I was just like, you need to come up as co-pres this year. I don't know much more about me. I really like film. I really like studying it here at Laurier, and I really like creating, and I like helping people create as well. I think that makes me just as happy to bring other people's stories and to teach people things and to set people off on not their careers. Like, I'm not launching anyone's career here, but like just helping people figure out what they like. It makes me just as happy as like creating things myself.
Absolutely. That's great. And we kind of touched on, it's a new club, relatively new.
Yeah.
Second year. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. What was kind of like the goal of creating it, sort of?
Like, you know, we have with the film studies program, like the Vancouver Film School pathway, where you can go in your third year and 12 months, you're like solely doing film production. That was something I was considering for a minute, but it was just like, too scary.
Yeah.
And I know it's really expensive. It's a huge commitment. That's moving all the way over there. And like when I was in second year, there was not a lot of film production classes going on. I had a hard time getting into the business of film, like we were talking about a little beforehand. And I was just like, oh, this is so frustrating. I don't know anyone who's doing films at Laurier, so I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know how to start. I don't know who I would get together. And so I just thought, like, this would be a cool thing if I can get a group of people together who are really committed to it and who can show they're committed. And then really, it was to get to have a community for myself. And then also, like, if I'm thinking about it, at least a few other people are thinking about this as well. But they probably just, like, don't really know how to start this. And so I was like, I've done leadership, like, my whole life, basically. Yeah. And so I was like, I feel like I have the tools to get this off the ground a little bit.
Awesome. That's sick. Yeah. It's like Laurier's film studies is very theoretical. So it's nice to kind of have more like production options.
Totally.
Always like, I was like going when I was in the, like before I graduated, going to like family events, they'd always be like, you're making movies in school. And I'm like, well, I'm watching movies and I'm reading and writing about movies.
So basically making them, if you really think you know.
Yeah. I made one little movie for a class that no one's going to see. And that's going to stay in my OneDrive.
Yeah. Whenever people ask me about that class, they're like, oh, what happened? Like, well, I want to see your thing. I'm like, it's still in post. Like, it's still cooking. It's just sitting there in DaVinci.
Absolutely.
Like, I haven't touched it in 6 months. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if everyone that was involved in mine watched the final cut. I think I was like, you know what? I submitted it. It's there. Yeah.
In the Dropbox.
It was a really busy month for me. Okay.
I
didn't have a lot of time. And so what's one Laurier film class that'll always stand out in your memory?
Okay. I think, that's so tough because they're all so unique, and I want to like shout out all the profs that I love. I think one that I really, really liked was film comedy in second year with Paul Babiak. He's not like a full-time prof. He is he's like also a part-time prof at U of T, and he's also a clown. Like, he is a clown profession,
that's awesome.
Film scholar by trade. I don't know, or maybe the other way around.
Awesome.
And he would, every Thursday, he would have like a crazy hat day. So he would bring like the red nose. He would bring an Anne of Green Gables hat with the braids complete.
That's sick.
And we watched films like kind of from silent era to recently. And it was like, you know, like Buster Keaton, all of that. And then, you know, we watched films like Monty Python, Annie Hall, kind of. And I felt like I didn't really understand what he was saying half of the time, and when he would talk about the theory and everything. But I now look back on a lot of the stuff, and I look back on my notes, and it's helping me now understand a lot more, even though I literally sounded like another language at the time. But now I read it And I'm like, oh, I actually get this now. And I feel like the films that he showed, I'm not a big like fantasy person or sci-fi person. No offense, Glenn, I'm in sci-fi class right now. I'm not having the best time, but that's just because of the films. It was my own doing. But I love comedies and I love kind of, you know, slice of life, anything that's like lighthearted. So I just feel like it introduced me to a whole nother realm of like comedies and films that I really love.
That's awesome. I think I feel like I wanted to take that one, but I couldn't make it work in my schedule.
Yeah.
God, I wish I had. Yeah, that's a very, I know exactly what you mean of sort of looking back on your notes and being like, oh, I understand now, like what, like I kind of get it now.
Yeah, my brain is developed.
Building on it, totally,
This degree is actually, I'm learning? What?
Yeah, I was looking for something in old notebooks last night, and I was going through and I was like, I wrote these notes.
Yeah.
Like these are, I was like, I don't know what any of this means now. I'm talking about like random little things about like 1930s movies. That's awesome. What's a movie you watched that you liked a lot more than you expected you would?
Oh my God. Oh,
that's tricky.
This is tricky. Can I take a look at my Letterboxd while I riff here?
Yeah. I got one that comes to mind for me. I'll tell you while you're thinking of it. I want to say it was this last weekend. I watched for the first time Miss Congeniality.
Oh, okay.
Which I knew that I would like, but for some reason, I absolutely loved it. And I thought it was incredible. I don't know why. It was immediately like 5 stars on Letterboxd.
That's the one that's 100%. That's one that's been on the watch list for a long time for me, I think.
I recommend it. It's great.
We have my highest ratings. Mm. Oh, okay. You know what, actually? I have it, and it's one of my top four on Letterboxd. Ooh. Is Kubrick's Doctor Strangelove, which is also one I watched and I did a presentation on for Film Comedy.
It's
all of my other top fours are, and like all my top films are like musicals, because I love musicals. Yeah. I'm a theater kid here, so but that one, it's like, it is my absolute favorite kind of comedy, because it's just so dry and sarcastic, and... Mm-hmm. I literally, like, I watched it with, and I don't really, honestly, I haven't watched a lot of Kubrick films because I know they're not going to be my vibe, okay?
Yeah.
Eyes Wide Shut, not my vibe, okay? People who know me, they know this. And it's, but that is exactly my vibe. I love the visuals.
Nice.
I think it's so funny. I watched it with my dad and we split a bottle of wine. And I gave him literally like a 40-minute like stylistic scene by scene breakdown. And I was like, you want to see what this degree's going towards? I'm going to show you. And I didn't expect to like that film at all. And it's like one of my favorites all time.
Awesome. That's really cool. To be honest, I have not watched it.
Oh, it's so good.
But I definitely will. I'll put it on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess tell me a bit more about Filmmakers of Laurier and sort of what kind of opportunities do you have for students to get involved?
Totally. Okay, so we have kind of two halves of the club. So there's the administrative roles, which are like the executive members, because they have roles that span throughout the entire year. And then the production members, people who would be, say, like the screenwriters, the editors, like the camera and tech people, like our crew members, those, like, they're considered like on the nest or technical roles are general members, but they're part of the club and they're part of our like core community when we're making films, just because I don't want to give them the expectation that they're executive members and then they're only like doing stuff for like 2 weekends out of the year. And you know what I mean? When we're shooting. But on the admin roles, we have like events, marketing, corporate relations, and a finance. And then on the production side, we have so many roles. So we have screenwriters. We hire screenwriters on for like our main big production. So that this year is our sci-fi production that we started casting for earlier in the year, and we're ramping up pre-production for right now.
Sweet.
And so we brought on some students to they pitched the project to us, and then we liked it. We liked them. They wrote it for us. We hired a director on for that. And then, you know, all of the cam and tech people will be the crew members for that and any other things we produce throughout the year. And then we have an editor. We're going to be hiring an assistant editor just because we're still finishing up the project from last year. So we're just going to take someone else on to kind of learn the ropes and everything.
Nice.
And then when we were hiring on screenwriters, we got a bunch of amazing pitches. And there was one that really stood out by another student who that we wanted to take on. And we're taking this on as more of a secondary production because it's much smaller scale. Like the things that he wants and is requiring is like not as big. So we fully fund the big production, which is the sci-fi. And then his, we're going to be providing him all of our production. We're producing it for him. All of our crew members will be there. We brought on like a cinematographer. Like we asked, like, do you have anyone in mind for these roles? And he was like, not really. So we just helped bring people on. And then we're going to be renting some equipment. And then, you know, if he wants to like crowdfund, we'll promote that and everything kind of. I don't know if we're going to be taking on any other productions this year. It just depends on how busy we are because we're shooting sci-fi in January. The other one, which is like a mystery kind of, that one's shot in February.
Nice.
So it's just like tons of work now that we're doing two productions right now.
I imagine. That's awesome. That's really cool. That's really neat. Kind of like get people to have that practical experience while also like building that portfolio.
Yeah.
As well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, and we, you know, our Discord as well, like we have over 100 people in the Discord and we have different channels. So if people come to us, we encourage people if they ever need crew members, if they ever need a script editor, if they ever need like a first AC or anything, we encourage them promote it in the Discord because we tell people join our Discord because either we or other people will be like, hey, we're looking for this. Or, you know, my co-president works at the Princess Cinema. And if there's like a cool networking opportunity, she'll say, hey, guys, this is happening at the Princess, you know. So a lot of opportunities. Whenever we see something, we post it in there immediately.
Awesome. That's sweet. It's really nice to hear. And do you ever see like non-film study students in the club?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sweet. So the fellow Jack, who direct who co-wrote and then directed the short film last year, Days of Change. He's actually in BBA.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then our cinematographer for that project last year was also in BBA. We have probably other people that I'm just blanking on because I'm nervous. No offense to anyone else who's in BBA this year on the club. Oh, well, our editor, Alec, is double major, actually computer science and film.
Whoa.
Love, yeah.
That's cool.
So there's a, I feel like there's a lot of BBA film crossover.
I'd say so, yeah. As someone who crossed over from BBA into film, I would say totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I think some people also, I know a bunch of people even who aren't in the club who are either on Film Society or go to Film Society events or come to our events or in other schools. They're interested in film. They want to be in film in some way. But like they want the business degree either because they just want the safety of it, which like totally understandable. And also they'd either want to go into like the business of film, like they want to go into like working, you know, in distribution or something. So, but they like to get involved with us as well.
Awesome. Sweet. That's cool. And where can students hear about kind of what you got going on? Where can they sign up for things, get involved?
Yeah, totally. Well, our Instagram would be the best place. Like that's where we post pretty much everything there. And then our Discord is also like any event opportunities will be there. Any like if we are taking on like, oh, we need a makeup artist, we need a hair, that we need this, that, it'll all be in Discord. It'll obviously all be on Instagram, but if you just want to get those quick notifications in case you you don't see an Instagram post, definitely suggest joining the Discord because I feel like it's a good tool for people. It's a good tool, build a little community there as well.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. That's all the questions that I had prepped. Before I let you go, anything else you want to plug? We want to plug your socials, any events you got coming up? Any anything you got going on?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So our Instagram is Filmmakers of Laurier, all one word.
Love it.
You can find our Discord in the link in our bio. We don't have any more events coming up for this semester, but we typically do all of our events in the winter semester anyways, just because pre-production gets so busy in first semester. So yeah, we're going to be having networking panels. We're going to be having multiple networking panels. We're really excited. I'm not going to say too much about the film symposium that like we do with the Film Society, but we are making some changes to it, which is going to be really exciting.
Interesting.
We should be announcing it soon, so definitely keep an eye out for that. It'll be it should be like an amazing opportunity for students.
Sweet.
But that's all I'll say about that. And yeah, we're also going to be having production workshops in January as well. It'll be for our crew, like we'll give them primary spots to learn with the equipment, and then any extra spots we're going to open up to students first come, first serve to learn the Blackmagic camera that we're going to be shooting with. And then we'll also be doing a lighting workshop as well. So yeah, if you're interested in any of that, definitely, definitely look out early January for that kind of stuff. And they like, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you everybody for listening. This is actually going to be the last episode of this show for the semester.
Oh my goodness.
Then we'll come back full force in January. So thank you once again, Lauren. Everyone go check out Filmmakers of Laurier at Filmmakers of Laurier on Instagram and everywhere else. And yeah, we'll see everybody next time.
See you guys. Thanks so much for listening.